This is the Texas Standard.
Yesterday, the Public Utility Commission approved new weatherization protocols for the state's power generators. These standards come 8 months after that deadly winter storm that cut power to most of the state, killing hundreds. But will it be enough to prevent another round of blackouts the next time winter puts stress on the grid? The Houston Chronicle's Shelby Webb has the latest on the commission's new rules, and she joins us now. Shelby, welcome to the Texas Standard.
Thanks for having me.
What are these new standards that the PUC announced yesterday?
Well, a lot of them were actually recommended after the major freeze in 2011 that also sent a lot of the state into darkness, not as deadly, but still pretty tragic. They will require folks to protect their sensors from cold weather operations, inspect their insulation more, establish schedules for testing and guarding against freezing temperatures, and improving sort of training and that sort of thing for staff of these systems. ERCOT, which is the grid manager, will also be required to inspect a lot of these facilities to make sure they're sort of keeping up to task. So again, these recommendations were made about 10 years ago, but for the first time after this most recent winter storm, it looks like the PUC is actually starting to act on it.
Well, is this what watchdog groups have been calling for? I mean, I remember that shortly after the big freeze of this winter, a lot of those groups said, "We told you so. We told you we needed to have these protocols in place." Does this go as far as advocates wanted when it comes to change?
So maybe not as far as some folks wanted, but certainly, you know, most of the folks that I spoke to yesterday said this is a step in the right direction and this is what should have happened after 2011.
But there are, as I understand it, some caveats here, like the ability for some of these power generators to seek exemptions. What do you know about that?
Sure. So the power generators will be able to seek a good cause exemption. And basically, a lot of these standards are supposed to be in place by December 1st of this year. That only gives about a month and a half, and some might not be able to make it. So they will have the ability to ask the Public Utility Commission and ERCOT to get a reprieve from some of these orders. At the same time, some power generators will actually be able to ask that on a permanent basis. It's not clear whether or not ERCOT or the PUC will be sort of eager to grant those. You know, I talked to one expert who said she doesn't think it's likely these will be rubber stamped. But at the same time, it gives a lot of people pause, especially after the Texas Railroad Commission told some natural gas suppliers that, hey, if you pay us $150, you know, you can apply for a waiver and, you know, it might be rubber stamped and you can get out of weatherizing a lot of your stuff.
Wow. You know, if you step back from this and you think about what if these changes had been implemented before 2021, those lives, many of them could have been saved, is the way that a lot of people see this. What has been getting in the way of changes to the current system? I mean, why wasn't this done after 2011?
Well, I mean, to be frank, a lot of people have money invested in sort of keeping the status quo, especially after 2011. You know, Texas has a deregulated electricity market and folks have done pretty well sort of investing in that system. At the same time, I don't think folks realized how bad it could get until we saw what happened with Winter Storm Uri, where, you know, hundreds of people died and, you know, we were almost 4 minutes away from a total grid collapse. So now with that, I think folks are taking this a lot more seriously and no one wants to be politically in charge when the lights go off again. And I think that is really giving a sort of kick where folks are taking this much more seriously than they have in the past.
And as I understand it, the PUC isn't done talking about this.
Absolutely not. So the PUC has said that this is going to be phase one, just to make sure that we get through this winter, just to make sure that the power producers will be able to keep the lights on. Heading into the future, they hope to establish more permanent rules to make sure that nothing like this ever happens again and that the grid remains more reliable than it has been in the past.
Shelby Webb covers energy, tech, and renewable energy for the Houston Chronicle. We'll link to her latest at texasstandard.org. Shelby, thanks.
Thank you.